All right. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for Summerfest 2012? Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special concert for you, starring our good friends the Vogues and our very special guest, Terry Sylvester. He's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. He's been a member of the Hollies, the Swingin' Blue Jeans, and the Escorts. A remarkable career, starting at the Caravan Club in Liverpool. Terry started at the Caravan Club in Liverpool. His good friends include, oh, I don't know if you ever heard them before, the Beatles, and every other major British star, part of the original British invasion. Ladies and gentlemen, a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Cool 100, and a Choking On In, present Terry Sylvester!
Hey, Terry Ann. Hey, Terry Ann.
When we were at school, our games were simple. I played a janitor, you played a monitor. Then we played with all the boys and prefects. What's the attraction and what they're doing? Hey, Gary Ann, what's your game now? Can anybody play? Hey, Gary Ann, what's your game now? Can anybody play? You're always something special to me, quite independent, never caring. You lost your charm as you were aging. Where is your magic disappearing? Hey, Gary Ann, what's your game now? Can anybody play? Hey, Gary Ann, what's your game now? Can anybody play? You're so, so like a woman to me. What's your game now? Can anybody play? Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game now? Can anybody play? People live and learn, but you're still learning. You use my mind and I'll be your teacher. When the lesson's over, you'll be with me. Then I'll hear the other people say, hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game now? Can anybody play? Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game now? Can anybody play? Carrie Ann,
Carrie Ann, Carrie Ann,
Carrie Ann.
You're in a good mood. I'll be drinking with you later. I haven't had a drink yet. Am I in choconut? Is that how you say it? Because I've been looking. I thought it was choconut. Choconut. Ah, dear. Anyway, what are we doing? Started out in the 60s. Now I'm in my 60s. And here's one from the 60s.
One, two. Just one look. Sorry to you, yeah. Just one look. That's all it took, yeah, just one look. And I felt so I'm in love with you. Oh, oh, I found out how good it feels to have your love.
my high, high forever and always. Oh, oh, just one look, and I knew. I really care, yeah, yeah, without you. I'm nothing, oh, oh, just one look, and I know, oh, oh, I'll get you someday, oh, oh, oh. Thought I was dreaming, but I was wrong, yeah, yeah, yeah. Whoa, but I'm gonna keep on scheming till I can make you my own. Just one look, that's all I took you, yeah. Just one look, that's all I took you, yeah. Just one look, that's all I took you, yeah.
Whoa! Thank you. Thank you so much. Woo. Back in the 1980s, as opposed to the 1880s, I made an LP with a guy called James Griffin from the band Bread. And for those younger people in the audience, an LP is a big iPod or whatever you want to call it. Nice pictures on. Weren't they great, the big LPs? There was something you wanted to keep. Now you get this little thing like this. Anyway, I've still got all my LPs. Never play them. I don't have a record player. Anyway, Jimmy, I did this. I made this album, and sadly, Jimmy passed away about 8 years ago. But I always sing this song. Reminds me of Jimmy. It's one of Bread's great songs, written by the great David Gates. Hope you remember it.
Have you ever tried really reaching out for the other side? Or maybe climbing on rainbow? Oh baby, here goes. Dreams there for those who sleep. Life fits for us to keep. And if I chose the one I'd like to help me through, let's make it with you. I really think that we could make it good. If you believe the things that I do, then we'll see it through. Life can be short or long. Love may be right or wrong. And if I chose the one I'd like to help me through, like to make it with you. I really think that we could.
Thank you.
to keep. And if I chose the one I'd like to help me through, like to make it with you, I really think that we could make it, girl. I'd like to make it with you. I'd like to make it with you. Da 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 da.
Yeah! How about a special round of applause for the Vogues backing me up? And when the singers come out later, I'll be out there with you, because they are something else, those Vogues, I tell you. Oh, dear. So I went to the doctor a couple of weeks ago, and I said to the doctor, I can't stop singing the Tom Jones song, She's a Lady. I said, is that normal? She said, it's not unusual. Actually, I replaced a guy called Graham Nash in the Hollies in 1968. I'm not sure what he's doing these days, but I'm still out here in Choconut. Here's one from the 60s, Big Hollies hit. Here we go.
Bus stop, wet day, she's there, I say, he share my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed it, wind and rain and shine. That umbrella we embroidered, by August she was mine. Every morning I would see her waiting at the stop. Sometimes she'd shop and she would show me what she bought. All the people stared as if we were both quite the same. Someday my name and hers are going to be the same. That's the way the whole thing started, silly but it's true. Thinking of a sweet romance beginning in a queue. Came the sun, the ice was melting, no more sheltering now. Nice to think that that umbrella led me to a vow. Every morning I would see her waiting at the stop. Sometimes she'd shop and she would show me what she bought. All the people stared as if we were both quite insane. Someday my name and hers are going to be the same. Bus stop, wet day, she's there, I say, please share my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed it, wind and rain and shine.
That umbrella we employed, it by our guess she was mine. By our guess she was mine.
Here we go.
By our guess she was.
So you remember that one?
Yeah.
Actually, I live in Florida actually these days. So, but I do go back to the UK occasionally, and I went back last year. I did a tour, 67 date tour of the UK, all these lovely theatres on the seaside and everything. It was absolutely amazing. It was like a paid holiday, but I didn't tell the promoter that. I didn't tell him that. Didn't want to get him too excited. Anyway. Part of the tour was Jerry Marsden from Jerry and the Pacemakers, and obviously Jerry. And he was just coming off a triple heart bypass. And he's fine, he's all happy, he's lost some weight, he's out there singing again. The only problem is he's had to change the name of the band to Jerry Needs a Pacemaker. That's the only problem with that. A lot of corn around here, isn't there? Not just in the fields. Here's one of Jerry's great songs. Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Thank you.
The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. No, no. The nighttime shadows disappear. And with them goes all your tears. For the morning will bring joy to every girl and boy. So don't let the sun catch you crying. Catch you crying. They say that crying's not a bad thing, but stop your crying when the birds sing. It may be hard to discover, that you've been left for another. But don't forget that love's a game, and it will always, always come again. So don't let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying. No, no. Oh, oh, oh. Thank you. Thank you so much. Wonderful audience. This is wonderful. Really enjoying it. Apart from sweating like a pig, it doesn't matter, but that's all right. I'll figure it out. But before I was in the Hollies back in 1968, I was in a band called the Swinging Blue Jeans.
Swinging Blue Jeans.
And we had what? Now then. We had one big hit. And we didn't rehearse this, did we, today? I don't think we need to rehearse this, do we?
For goodness sake, I got the hippie, hippie shake. I got the shakes. Got the hippie, hippie shake. I can't sit still. The hippie, hippie shake. I get my thrill now. Shake. This in the band. Oh, the hippie, hippie shake. Well, now you shake it to the left, you shake it to the right. Do the hippie shake, shake with all your might, oh, baby. Morning shake. This in the band. Oh, the hippie, hippie shake. Shake, shake with all your might, oh baby. Come on and shake. This in the band. Oh, the hippie, hippie shake. Oh, the hippie, hippie shake. Hippie, hippie shake.
Okay. Actually, back in the early 1970s, we hadn't had a hit in the States for quite a few years, actually, but we had hits all around the rest of the place, England and that. And we were getting a bit worried. We thought maybe we'd have to go back to our proper jobs and all that kind of thing. And I actually left school at 14, so I never had a proper job. So the answer would have been to be doing the hippie, hippie shake with the salt cellar at McDonald's, maybe, but... But thankfully, we found a song back in 1974, written by a guy called Albert Hammond, a great American, well, great English songwriter living in L.A., and I think it's one of our biggest hits. I hope you remember this one.
I think I pass. Can't think of anything I need. No cigarettes, no sleep, no light, no sound. Nothing to eat, no books to read. Making love with you has left me peaceful, warm and tired. What more could I ask? There's nothing left to be desired. Came upon me and leaves me weak. So sleep, silent angel, go to sleep.
time. Came upon me and leaves me weak. So sleep, silent angel, go to sleep. Sometimes
folks. Oh, thank you. Oh, I'm enjoying myself here. This is fun. I'm not had a drink today yet. What's that? Back in 1964, the Beatles were on the Ed Sullivan show. They just came over for the British invasion thing, and Paul McCartney sang this next song I'm going to do on the Ed Sullivan show, and I think every woman in North America fell in love with Paul McCartney that night. And probably most men did too, to be honest. There's a fly desperate to get down my throat here, and I've got to get rid of it. If I swallow that thing, I'll be, look, he's after me. Little sod, go away. Anyway, here's the song Paul sang that night, and as I said, every woman in North America fell in love with him. I hope it works for me tonight. We'll see, won't we? One, two, three, four. There were bells on a hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all till there was you. There were birds in the sky, but I never saw them winging. No, I never saw them at all till there was you. And there was music and wonderful roses, they tell me, in sweet fragrant meadows of dawn and June. There was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all till there was you. Take it away, George.
for roses. They tell me in sweet, fragrant meadows at dawn. And you, there was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all till there was you. Till there was you.
They don't write them like that anymore, do they? Have you noticed? You put the radio on today, unless it's an oldie station, you're not going to hear anything like that. You probably won't be able to understand the words, for starters. But anyway. I don't listen. I only listen to oldie stations and sports stations. I'm a very boring old person. Right, back in... I wanted to say, at the end of my particular set here, before the votes come on, I'm going to be over... somewhere over there, maybe at the back by that little bar thing. I've got some CDs and photographs, just sign stuff or throw tomatoes at me if you want, I don't care. Actually, a lot of the songs that the Hollies and, you know, all of the British Invasion, recorded in those days, they're in movies now. They're in movies. And my two ex-wives, they make a fortune from the royalties. And here's one they did quite well out of. This isn't a movie. This was probably our biggest hit in America, actually, but, well, Canada as well, North America. This was back in 1971, and this was in a movie, starred the great Denzel Washington, and it was called Remember the Titans. It was an American football movie. It was a great movie. As I said, I think this is our biggest hit. If you want to get up and dance, you might want to do it to this one. Here we go.
Saturday night I was downtown, working for the FBI, sitting in a nest of bad men, whiskey bottle piling high. Bootleg and boozer on the west side, full of people who do hero, jumping out of doors and tables. I heard somebody shooting a gun. Just started to rise. She was a long, cool woman in a black dress, just a 5'9", beautiful, tall. Small look was a bad mess, but that long, cool woman had it all. Cause I'm telling you, she knows it's sad. But suddenly we heard the sirens. Everybody started to run, jumping at a door and table. Well, I heard somebody shooting a gun. D.A.'s pumping my left hand as she was holding my right. Told her, don't get scared, cause you're gonna be split. Gotta be forgiven if I wanna spend my living with long, cool woman in a black dress. Just a 5'9", beautiful, tall. Small look was a bad mess, cause that long, cool woman had it all. She had it all.
had it all. Even though I'm blind as a bat, I can see there's some long cool women in the audience. And they're not all wearing black. Oh yeah. She had it all.
Thank you.
Whoa.
Oh dear. Okay. Back in 1969, we discovered a song in a music publisher's office in London, and it was a big ballad. And the Hollies were not really known for big ballads. We normally did, apart from later on with the Air That I Breathe and that. But we did up tempo girl songs, girl names, and all that kind of stuff. You know. Anyway, we took this song to our producer. His name was Ron Richards, and he was George Martin's partner, the Beatles producer. And we took him the song, and he said, "Oh yeah, I like this." He said, "We'll work on this, but you're going to need a really good piano player." And while we could like tinkle around writing songs, we weren't good enough for that beautiful Steinway that you see at Abbey Road Studios that Paul McCartney played "Let It Be." So anyway, he. Our producer, Ron, said, "I know exactly the right person to get in. We're going to get in the Queen of England." Yes, Elton John. He was just playing Reg Dwight in those days and wore normal clothes. But he's sure done well since, hasn't he? He changed his name to Elton John. Anyway, he came in, played the piano for us, and we paid him a fiver. £5, I think he paid. I've been looking for him ever since because he doesn't need the money anymore, does he? I want my money back. Anyway, this is my favourite song I've ever been involved with recording. It's got a great message. It was written by two American songwriters, Bobby Scott and Bobby Russell. And I hope you remember this. 3, 4. The road is long, with many a winding turn that leads us to who knows where, who knows where. But I'm strong, strong enough to care. Heavy. He's my brother, so on we go. His welfare is my concern, no burden is he to bear. Brother,
if I'm leaking at all, then I'm leaking with sadness that everyone's heart isn't filled with the gladness. It's a long, long road from which there is no return while we're on the way to there. Why not share? Why not share? And the don't weigh me down at all. He ain't heavy, he's my brother. Like to dedicate this song tonight to all the US and the UK servicemen and women who are out there keeping our country safe right now. They ain't heavy, they're our brothers and sisters. Come home soon, come home safe. And thank you for being such a wonderful audience. I'll be over there. Enjoy the boat. He's my brother. Yes, he is. He ain't happy.
Summerfest 2012 at the Choconaut Inn. Just a few minutes, we're going to have another incredible band for you. Stay seated. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Over to my